Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking Scholastic Bowl today with Sherrard Sr., Ryan Sackfield. He has the perfect resume for it, a 4.0 grade point average. He's also an Illinois State Scholar. So, Ryan Sackfield, take it away. How have things been going for the Sherrard Scholastic Bowl team this season?
We've been doing really well so far. We've had a couple tournaments in which we've won a majority of the games. I believe we made it into some of the later rounds. And so far, our conference meets are just starting up. And one we did the other week is we went 3-for-3 in those games. And our next one is this coming Monday, and we're hoping that bodes well as well.
All right. Your interest, you told me off the air, began in Scholastic Bowl back in junior high. What really made you look in that direction and recruit some kids? Why should they participate?
Well, back in junior high, we had our junior high coach came around to some of the classes and said, hey, if you're looking into it, you can join the Scholastic Bowl. And she came to a lot of like the honors classes and stuff, and so she recommended a bunch of us Scholastic Bowl, so I thought I'd check it out, and I thought it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of teamwork involved, and there's a lot of different roles people can play, so you don't have to be like exactly like 4.0 GPA. Like, if you know a lot about sports, there's sports questions. If you know a lot about mathematics, there's a lot of math questions. There's really a little bit of everything for everyone because it's a very team-oriented game. So really, pretty much anyone could have fun in Scholastics.
And practice is involved. How does one practice Scholastic Bowl? Explain that.
The organization that we get a lot of our questions from, the NAQT, they have a lot of study subjects saying, like, hint, hint, you should probably study these on their website. And then we do a lot of practice games after school with our coach. She gets a lot of the question packets of past games, and we look back at a lot of those because a lot of topics that they use once, they're probably going to use again. So there's a lot of information to cover, and there's a lot of things that we can probably guess will be on a question eventually, so we can study it and know it for later.
For those people that don't know, give us a breakdown how Scholastic Bowl works. I think five students to a team.
Yeah, a good way to describe it is kind of like Team Jeopardy. So we have 5-on-5 against each other. Basically what it is we have a moderator that reads off the questions, and as soon as one of us knows the questions, we have buzzers. We hit the buzzer, and we're prompted to answer, and if we get it right, we get the points. And if the other team gets it right, they get the points. And basically it's a combination of knowing the questions and kind of a race to the buzzer.
And then you kind of brought up an interesting point about the balance on the team of about having somebody that's good in this area, somebody that may be better in this area. How important is that?
It's really important to know having like a well-balanced team. Like, you could put like a bunch of five people that know about history on there, but then you pretty much only get the history questions right. So you need to know who's good at what and try to create a balance. So like, you have maybe one person for history, get those questions, know one person that knows a lot about math or literature, and they get all those, and then have a lot of sports questions for when they ask those. So having all those people in play at once is really key in getting a wide range of questions right.
All right, Ryan Sackfield, I got to ask you then, what are your strengths? What do you bring to the table in Scholastic Bowl, and what are your shortcomings, if any?
I really like the kind of like geography or history-based questions, stuff that asks about like different like countries in the world and things like that. And kind of my weaknesses is probably kind of the higher level math stuff, like the calculus questions and some of the sports questions. Like, some of the sports I know, but there's a lot of sports I'm kind of clueless about. So really math and sports kind of my weakness, but more geography and history and things like that are more what I'm strong in.
So it's competition, but it sounds like you really enjoy what you are doing. How important is that in all this?
It's pretty important to enjoy what you're doing because kind of feeling like it's a chore, like we get worked up a lot. We get very competitive in there. So getting excited is a big part of it. Having a lot of fun motivates us to do better. So basically having fun, we get better at doing it. And, of course, victory is always great too. So it kind of all just plays in with each other.
And the other interesting thing I think you can bring up and share with our listening audience here, Ryan, is that you know, I say, yeah, you have the perfect resume, 4.0 and an Illinois State scholar. But it's more than just that. I mean, you don't have to be a 4.0 and an Illinois State scholar to play on Scholastic Bowl, right?
Right. Basically, pretty much everyone has something to bring to the table, no matter what subject you're knowledgeable in. There's probably going to be Scholastic's questions about it. So no matter what your forte is, really, you can probably contribute pretty greatly to the Scholastic Bowl team.
All right. And not only Scholastic Bowl, I know you're involved in some other things. You performed at the Variety Show, so you're no stranger to overcoming stage fright or anything of that nature. What were you involved in, and what about participating in that?
Basically, I did a couple songs with another interviewee we talked to, Nicholas McDaniel, the other week. It was we played a couple songs up there, and we had a lot of fun up there on the stage.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. And again, Ryan Sackfield, a member of the Sherrard High School Scholastic Bowl team, and they're off to a nice start. Ryan, good luck, and keep it rolling with that Scholastic Bowl team.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.